Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Get closer to the magic this summer and step aboard our 3 or 4 night Disney Cruise Line sailings from Southampton. Dance with some of your favorite characters. Be enchanted by West End style shows. Become immersed in imaginative dining experiences and more. Create magical family memories that will last a lifetime. Book now at disneycruise.co.uk. Subject to availability and conditions, see more on disneycruise.co.uk.
Morgan. Oh my God, did it just say my name?
Did it?
I swear it said Morgan.
Oh. Put it back on. Put it back
Should
on.
We go?
Put it back on.
Is that bad, Ian?
No, it's fine.
Or did it call me a whore?
Oh, he always calls people a whore.
It might have said whore. It rhymes with Morgan.
You're safe right now. He would tell us to leave if he wants us to leave.
How you doing, Brooke?
Dude, that was so f***ing scary. There was something about you not hearing, like, what was happening.
Oh my gosh, good evening, everyone. If I could tell you anything about tonight, it's that it's a dark and dreary, scary, rainy night in Pennsylvania, and we could not have asked the mood to be any better than it is right now.
Three, guess where we are right now.
Welcome to my mom's new home. I don't really know where to look. I'm going to be honest. With these lights that I brought to shine in our faces, we cannot see anything. Brooke's husband, Jacob, came as a protective measure with us.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't even say where we are.
Well, I'm sure they... Okay. Count
no,
three.
I'm sure they don't know.
Count of three, guess where we are. One, two, three. If you didn't guess Candyland at Pennhurst...
Asylum
then
in
you're
Pennsylvania.
Wrong. Then you're wrong. And that's okay.
I don't feel that spooked out in this room specifically. I feel weirdly at peace here. Do you know how many people I tried to draft for this trip? Okay. I tried to call my brother. He said, I have kids. I tried to call Shane. He said, Rylan said, we have kids. I tried to ask my mother. She said, you know what?
She said,
I would do
Brooke.
Anything for you. No. I have tried to draft so many people for this trip. Nobody would agree to come except for Brooke's husband to be our protector. Yeah. And I honestly feel like God's favor today because we are here with Ian and
Jenny
are, we can't even see where you guys are.
We can't see them.
Ian and Jenny are here with us, our fearless leaders who have been giving us a tour, and they have set up all of these very mysterious REM pods behind us. And if any of them light up, okay, you know that there's something, a good-hearted something.
So there's two devices. We have REM pods, which basically measure, I think it's electromagnetic. Yeah, I'm getting a nod. Yes, from the right. Electromagnetic, like the field around it can shift and the lights will go off. And we also have these little cat balls that the residents like to touch and mess with. So
and play with. They're little toys.
Lighting up. And what's spooking me out is that when we got in here, the REM pods were going crazy. They haven't made a peep.
No, they haven't. I almost feel like we should introduce to them what they're doing because they might be a little spooked out. Like, okay. What are these girls doing?
Want to tell them?
Good evening. Oh, no, that was too formal. Hey, everyone, we heard that. Oh, God, I don't know what to say. I'm getting camera shy.
I'll tell you.
We're
Hi,
here.
Guys.
We come here not wanting to scare you. We're not threatening. We're not coming in any sort of harm. We're here to connect and communicate.
We don't want to disrupt you in any way, but we want to give you an opportunity to have some fun with us and hang out with us while we're down here. We're going to be down here talking for a little bit. And so if you want to play with any of the toys we got behind you, or behind us, I mean, feel free. We'd be happy to hang out and play with you. Now that they know what's going on behind us, we might need to tell the people
where the fuck we are. We have a lot to deep dive into. And let me tell you, one thing about Brooke is she will give us a history lesson. And Brooke has been begging me, right? Because I'm a little bit of a control freak, right? And I'm like, no, I can do it. I got it all. Don't worry. I got it all. And she's like, give me one task. And I'm like, okay, you know what? You can build us a little history lesson job given. And oh, she went all out because we are here for a hee hee ha ha time, but we are also here we're here in a respectful way.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to give you a backstory just to acknowledge like the dark and sad history, because I don't think I've ever been to a place that had such a genuine darkness.
And I think what was
interesting and sadness about it.
What we learned today while Ian was telling us on the tour is that, yes, there was a lot of sadness and darkness, which is what a lot of the history that we're going to go over touches on. But it was a complicated place because there was a lot of good being done here at the same time. And it's hard to grapple with the fact that a place like this did have positive impacts while also inflicting a lot of harm. And even walking around here, it's hard to imagine how some residents were having, you know, rehabilitation and really getting a great experience out of Pennhurst, which is what, you know, it was built for, while others were really suffering. And it's not for lack of trying. Things just kind of spiraled out of control. And so there's a lot to unpack. I'm gonna need everyone to strap in. So we're currently in the Devon building, which we'll tell you more about later. But apparently in this building, on this floor, is where a lot of the blind children and the blind residents lived. And when we talked about our blind friends, the REM pause started going off. So if y'all wanna chime in, you're invited. Are you ready to get into this?
I'm ready. Brooke, I'm excited for whatever you've crafted, because I can tell you one thing about this document that she's looking at. It's color-coded.
For Halloween.
Okay.
It's
yeah,
black and orange.
Brooke is pushing me to be, I'm a recovering type B person, because yeah, hanging out with Brooke, you learn a lot of things.
No, you've been really good.
Thank you.
No,
thank
I've
you.
Been impressed.
Hey, I got us here.
I got a shared note shared to my phone. I said, a shared note. Oh my God. I opened it up. It's a schedule. It's a schedule for the weekend. You know what's in there? Designated nap times. Are you kidding
me? Oh, Brooke, I said I need 2 hours of nonverbal horizontal time. Thank
no,
you.
No, you're reformed.
Okay, let's get into your document.
Okay, it's broken up into two parts. Part one is the history of Pennhurst as an institution, and then
okay,
part two is kind of the paranormal overview.
Yeah, and Ian and Jenny, if you have any, if we say something that you're like, oh God, wrong.
If I say
a bold-faced chime in.
Lie, feel free to chuck a cat ball at me. I can't see you, but if a cat ball hits me in the head, you know I've lied through my teeth.
Or any of the friends that we have down here, feel free to chuck a...
Y'all can chuck a cat ball at me.
Chuck a cat ball.
I kind of probably
the cat balls were going crazy before we started, you guys.
Part one, I'm a little nervous. I feel like I'm giving a school report.
Yeah, this does feel like, okay, we're going to grade you after this. We're going to give you a...
There will be a quiz. There will be a quiz. Write this down. Okay. For nearly eight decades, Pennhurst State School and Hospital stood as one of the darkest examples of institutional failure in America. What began as a state-run facility for the mentally and physically disabled of southeastern Pennsylvania quickly spiraled into a place of suffering, abuse, and neglect. Pennhurst opened its doors on January 23, 1903. The sprawling campus eventually grew to more than 20 buildings designed to house 500 residents. But almost immediately, Pennhurst was overwhelmed. Within just a few years, it was overcrowded with nearly 2,800 people, men, women, and children, all lumped together. Staff referred to every resident as a child or inmate, no matter their age. Conditions deteriorated rapidly. Understaffed, underfunded, and overwhelmed, staff often resorted to violence. Patients who were noncompliant were chained to adult-sized cribs for hours, sometimes so long that their muscles atrophied. leaving them permanently immobile. And in here, I literally wrote reaction space because I talk too much. So, reaction. You guys, I'm trying to be better. I read a comment that's like, Brooke is always over speaking over Morgan. I went, you're right.
Oh,
you have a point.
Brooke, I gave her a whole speech. I was like, Brooke, you're going to get a million comments. Just expect a few of them to be hateful. No. And don't take
Morgan
offense
really
to it,
said,
but
don't read the comments. I said, okay, but what if I did? But what if I already did?
It wasn't just for the physically disabled. It was like people with ADHD, people with autism,
or just
Asperger's.
Or just deformities.
Yeah.
So people would come in fully mentally competent. Actually, Ian gave us, and I want the record to show, this was all written prior to us getting schooled by Ian. So if there are things that contradict what we're saying Ian said is the right thing. So, but when they first arrived, there was an IQ test that every resident had to fulfill in order to get kind of placed. And there was three levels of competency, quotes, that they would be categorized into. And they were handed a piece of paper and a pencil and told to check all the boxes. And if they couldn't even pick up the pencil, they were deemed a one on the IQ scale and automatically lumped into the most dependent kind of resident.
Like if you're physically incapable of picking up a pencil, you were marked as a one, like you're not capable of doing anything.
And why that was problematic is a lot of times these people with physical impairments were completely sound mind. And it led to some, what can only be imagined as just torturous existences, being, you know, someone trapped in your own body and then therefore trapped in a place that didn't really know how to accommodate during that time, because this is in the, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s. And so it's hard to imagine.
See, what I didn't realize until we came here today was that, because, you know, it's like, if it's so bad, why didn't they just leave? Oh, you right. could not just check yourself out on your own free will. Like, you were here until you were 18. And then once you're 18, you're presented with a piece of paper that says, okay, you've only been in Pennhurst for your entire life. You can go out into the free world. Good luck to you. We'll send you a bus ticket for wherever the hell you may want to go. Or you can stay here for the rest of your life. So once people agreed, okay, I'll stay here for the rest of my life, this was a lot of people's last stop.
First and last stops, because a lot of kids were sent here that never really knew anything else. And so,
yeah, and specifically where we're sitting right now is Candyland, mm-hmm. which we already said was for the blind kids.
It was for the children to play in when the weather wasn't great. So we are in Pennsylvania, so there's plenty of days that were too snowy or too rainy. This is where they would place. There's tons of toys around. And
yeah, if there's any kids here that would love to play with us, we're very playful, we're very fun. By the mid-20th century, Pennhurst had become known as the shame of Pennsylvania. In 1968, investigative reporter Bill Baldini aired a five-part expose called Suffer the Little Children. His footage showed the smell, the sounds, and the sights of Pennhurst, helpless residents moaning, crying, and lying in their room in their own filth. One haunting line from the series said, "The children who are rotting in their cages, cribs, and beds can thank society for their dreadful plight. We have forsaken them." Perhaps the most notorious figure in Baldini's report was Dr. Jesse Fear. He admitted on camera to punishing patients with injections deliberately chosen to cause maximum pain without permanent damage. He even bragged about forcibly extracting teeth from residents who bit staff, a punishment he carried out with chilling pride. In the early 1970s, reform and resistance gained momentum. In 1974, a resident named Terry Lee Halderman filed a class action lawsuit after suffering more than 40 injuries during her time at Pennhurst, broken bones, cracked teeth, and ongoing abuse. This case reached the Supreme Court, which later concluded conditions at Pennhurst are not only dangerous, with residents often physically abused or drugged by the staff members, but inadequate. Indeed, the physical, intellectual, and emotional skills of some residents have deteriorated at Pennhurst. So basically, people would come here fully competent, and while they were here, they would get worse.
And another thing that I think is important to mention is during the time that this is all happening, the medical care that we think of now when we think of a hospital or a place taking care of our people in society who just need extra help and care isn't what it used to be. And when it mentions the teeth extractions, Ian told us today that it was very customary for people here and also just lay people, like anyone, to get full teeth extractions without any sort of numbing, any sort of kind of...
If you had a cavity, they were just coming in and they were ripping that thing out.
And so it's hard to imagine people getting their just teeth removed with just such...
force and like...
It's just barbaric, honestly, to think about.
By the mid-1980s, okay, keep in mind this was literally less than 40 years ago.
No, it is not that long ago.
The lawsuit settlement sealed Pennhurst's fate. After 79 years of overcrowding, abuse, and despair, the institution closed its doors on December 9th, 1987. Today, Pennhurst's ruins remain as a stark reminder of what happens when society turns away from its most vulnerable members. Eek, eek.
It's just insane, like, being here. Because Morgan and I have watched plenty of videos in preparation and obviously have done, like, a ton of research. And the research just feels so empty until you're experiencing this place firsthand. Like, when we showed up, there's a playground in the front. And no one really talks about the playground online, but it was a place where people enjoyed their time and kids got to run around and have fun. But right next to it was a building that housed the immobile patients who were just left to basically rot in these adult-sized cages that were completely sound mind, but just couldn't walk on their own. And so to think about the contrast of children enjoying their time at Pennhurst to then others just, I can't imagine the agony that they must have been experiencing just one wall away is just so mind-boggling.
It's not how a life should be lived. It's like a lifeless life. Mm-hmm. They're trapped in a crib all day long watching people from the outside.
Enjoying mobility. So it's been a really interesting, I don't know how you feel about it, but it's not what I expected.
No, I don't feel like overly scared for some reason.
Mm-mm.
Like I thought I would come in. Every time I've ever been somewhere that's like spooky, I always feel very like jumpy. But when we were upstairs in the boys institution, I felt like a weird, like
the Mayflower building
calmness. They were chatting our ears off up there.
They were
really having a good time.
I am a little nervous because we've only done 2 locations so far. And the first one, we got run out of the building.
We did get ran out of the building. We were having a grand, great time up there. Okay, the REM pods were going crazy.
They were putting on a show.
All the boys up there were flirting with Brooke and I, dare I say.
One of them called Morgan a Barbie. Let the record show.
Yeah, I had the headphones on and one said Barbie. And I was like, are you talking to me?
He's a period king.
And then they started saying some heinous things and we had to go.
I feel like Morgan has been so relaxed, cool, calm, collected. I've been like on the brink. But
I don't think that I'm afraid of ghosts.
Oh, I'm
like,
so
I'm
jealous.
Not like a, I think I'm more in like, I'm like a cat. I'm like interested in like, what can it do? What can it say? What's it trying to communicate? My take on ghosts is that it's just people that have something left here that they're trying to find closure from.
Yeah.
Like they have something that they thought was left here for them to try to close the chapter on, you know?
I wish I was you.
Oh, are you waving at us?
Oh, I heard like a squeak.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I heard too. Jenny said she heard a squeak. So your stance on ghosts is that they're people from the earth that have unfinished business?
I think that they are souls that are kind of in between places and they have some sort of reason that they want to stay, that they're trying to, I don't know if it's like fill in information or close a chapter. I don't know, but I've never felt like threatened is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I always feel like they're trying to like figure something out as much as we're just trying to figure our existence out.
Well, we have more locations to go to.
We have more to discover.
Jenny has been very ominous about 2 of them. I'm looking at you.
And she's laughing over there. She is scaring the shit out of me. She's going, oh my
but
God.
The basement.
What do you mean the basement?
Yeah, we are in the basement. We are fully in the basement.
She goes, not that part of the basement, the other part of the basement. Okay.
I'm going to tell you the scariest thing that I've experienced since we've been here. So we were down in the tunnels and it sounded like it was a full on like tornado warning status thunderstorm, like
torrential,
pouring,
like almost like
torrential
hail.
Downpour. Like, so when you're sitting in your house thinking, oh my God, is my roof gonna fall in style rain? And then we come up and we're like, oh my God. Like, I was thinking as we were walking up the stairs, like, we didn't even bring our umbrellas down here. Now, who's the idiots now? We're gonna have to walk up there and it's gonna be pouring rain. And we get back to the top. We spent a while, a good chunk of time down in the tunnel. What do you hear?
I swear I just heard a little scream. Did you hear that?
Did you hear something else?
Okay.
But anyway, all we heard down in the tunnels, and they were kind of like toying with us, you know, we'd be like, make a sound if you want us to walk this way or this way. And we'd hear a footsteps or running or little pitter patters on one end. And the REM pods were going crazy. And then we'd get to the other end and there was nothing. And then we come upstairs out of the tunnel and we were like, it's crazy. Like, it was raining. And Ian said, there was no rain. It was not raining. Where was the rain?
He's like, I've been in my car the whole time. There's been no rain.
And no rain to be seen.
Like, it was hailing.
It was literally the craziest storm you've ever been through.
The scariest thing that happened to me is Morgan was sitting in this chair.
Why did I do that? I'm telling you, I think I am
you're fearless.
I think I'm like, oh, I would fuck around and find out. But once I find out, I'm not going to be fearless anymore.
She's fearless. And I feel like I've just been, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a scaredy cat. But we were down in the tunnel. She's sitting in the chair. And I'm like locked in. I'm filming her. And I'm having such a hard time trusting myself. But on everything, I felt something go behind my, like on the back of my sweatshirt, tug like two times, like a little. And I thought it was Jacob next to me. But he wasn't even close to me at that point. And it brought me to tears. Like, I had to like really calm myself down because I don't want to be like a drama queen. But I'm having such a hard time trusting if like it's in my head or if it's like really happening. So
I don't think it's in your head, Brooke. I mean, think of all of the spirits that are left here.
Yeah.
That are, all I got to say, if I was a spirit, I would love to be like, yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah. Like, I feel like when we were in the boys, yeah, quarters, they were like messing with us a little bit. They thought it was hilarious.
No, they totally were.
And once we you know what, get to the tunnels. Okay. I'm derailing us, sorry.
Okay, so we're gonna get, so that's the scariest experiences that we had in the tunnels. I'll just read you a little bit. The underground tunnels are described as unnervingly active. The tunnels form a network of underground passageways connecting many of the buildings on the sprawling 120-acre campus. Originally, they were built for logistical purposes, moving food, laundry, and sometimes patients between buildings without having to cross outside. They were also used for transporting the deceased discreetly to morgue areas. Former employees and patients later described them as dark, claustrophobic, and terrifying, even in their original use. After Pennhurst declined, the tunnels became symbols of secrecy, places where abuse could occur unseen and where patients were reportedly punished or isolated. During the lawsuits in the 1970s, investigators noted that the tunnels represented the hidden, dehumanizing infrastructure of the institution. These tunnels are now among the most haunted hotspots on the property. Reports include disembodied voices and screams, footsteps and movement, shadowy figures, poltergeist activities like rocks and debris being thrown, cold spots, and residual energy.
Ew.
Ugh. So,
you see,
maybe see, when you put it like that,
I like to live in a state of ignorance is bliss. And like when I was walking down the tunnels, I was like, I don't really know much about what's going on down here. So it's a little more like, ooh, what's going on? And then when you put it like that, I'm like, oh.
Hey, why don't you just say so?
Hey, why don't you just say it like that to begin with?
Yeah.
I think the saddest thing is, like, what I was thinking about when we were first walking around today is like, there are so many people that we meet on a daily basis that just show the gifts that they have in different ways. And it's almost like anyone who was just perceived as a little bit different could be the most intelligent person that you'll ever meet, but they were just showing their intellect in a different way. They were perceived as if they needed to be in a place like this because they just weren't fitting like the norms of society.
And something Ian said was a great way to understand just kind of the skewed way that they were judging people is that Stephen Hawking would have been deemed the lowest IQ.
He would have been deemed as incompetent.
Incompetent because he couldn't pick up a pencil, even though he's one of the smartest people we've ever known. And so it just kind of goes to show how different things were judged back then, and a testament to how far we've really come.
Yeah, that is so true. Because I feel like even people are questioning like standardized testing now. Like you can't judge every single individual in a school based on one test, you know, and like here you would come and if you couldn't pick up the pencil, then they were like, oh, good luck. You know, we're not going to treat you with any form of decency. But it also, Ian gave us a spiel about how the nurses really did have good intentions. They were just so understaffed and so overworked that they at some points had like 80 patients per one nurse. So they couldn't possibly like treat everyone with the care that they needed. And some people needed full care where they like couldn't even bathe themselves. And some people didn't really need much at all.
Yeah. So it's just, there's a lot of nuance and a wide range of, you know, like another thing that Ian mentioned today was that Pennhurst was one of the early investors in the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Like they held a couple of the early Special Olympics here, and it's why it's gotten the notoriety that it has today. And so it's really interesting also to grapple with the horrors that happened with kind of the long-lasting good it's had as well.
Eek! I don't know why I just got like a little like spooked.
I wish we got like footage of the REM pods going off earlier because it's making it almost scarier that they're not going off at all anymore.
They were like, we're not interested in this job.
Like, ew, you guys.
They're like, oh, you're going to put us to work?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Where's my cut?
Are you going to cough up the 5% or what? Some girl wrote out a whole story about how she received a ghostly hug in the tunnel. A former Pennhurst haunt actor shared on Reddit what might be one of the most famous paranormal encounters. Actually, in the admin building, in the tunnels underneath it, I was alone, pumped full of fog. I feel a huge hug on the back of my shirt, enough to make me stumble back. I whipped around and there wasn't anyone there. She let me know about the little girl who loves to play with people down there and was connected to the gurney. But speaking of that, I feel like that's maybe what happened to our friend Brooke.
Y'all, I hate a pick-me paranormal investigator. I hate a pick-me paranormal investigator where they're like, did you hear that? Or I was touched or I felt something overcame me. I'm looking at you, Zach Bagans. I love you, but oh my God, you're a pick-me sometimes. You just are. But it's fine. But I always promised myself I wasn't going to be that. I promised myself I was not going to be that girl.
Brooke, I think sharing what you experienced doesn't make you a pygmy.
I actually went in and I found a story from one of our favorites. You know the guy who fell asleep in this room?
Yeah.
He shared his story from the tunnels and I wrote it down to share because it freaked me out. He says that he was in the tunnels with a security guard and...
Maybe they like that we're sharing their stories. Hi. Oh my God, thank you for interacting with us.
Yeah, we're so happy you're here. He says that he was in the tunnel with a security guard and another investigator, and they were the only three people on the entire campus. Okay. When they entered the tunnels, they began hearing an intense, loud, and terrifying sequence of screams coming from the end of the tunnel that echoed throughout for multiple seconds. Once the screaming subsided, the security guard that was accompanying them told them that those screams weren't coming from an animal, but rather a person in agony. The security guard said that he was too terrified himself to look around the corner and investigate. And just as they were getting their bearings together, the screaming began again, this time from the opposite end of the tunnel that it had previously been coming from. It echoed back towards them for multiple seconds before they ran out.
And after being in the tunnels, the thought of that is so scary because the ends of the tunnels are very far apart from each other.
Oh my gosh, so far. It would take you like a solid 30 seconds at least. No. If you were sprinting.
And there's no way that like someone could get from one end to the other without passing them. So there's really no explanation for it. But after, like, from it coming from him, who's just such a seasoned investigator, I can't imagine if that happened when we were in there. I would have had to been carried out. Someone would have had to, Jacob would have had to, like, firemen carried me. At one point, Morgan goes, Brooke, are you mad at me? I was like, Brooke, Are you ever going to want to hang out with me again?
Are you mad at me?
I'm the one that got us into this.
Hey, I'm having a great time.
I'm having so much fun.
I'm having the time of my life, to be honest.
So we are going to more buildings. Do you want to read some of the history of the places we're going?
I would really love to.
Here is the Mayflower Building. Now, the Mayflower Building we had, it's like the biggest hotspot for paranormal paranormal activity.
That's where we were earlier.
We were there earlier.
Where the boys were taunting us.
There. What are they called? The Bright Boys, as Ian called them.
The Bright Boys. And he explained them as the most intellectual ghosts that you will ever feel. And let me tell you, they were chit-chatting it up there with us, okay?
Well, Morgan...
He called me Barbie, which like really inflated something. It really changed me a little bit.
Well...
Like, oh.
There's been one time where I've genuinely been so scared. I didn't know if my legs were going to move. It was when we first walked into the Mayflower Building. And Ian goes, okay, guess what you're doing? I'm going to need y'all to go upstairs, lights out, and walk down the hallway. I said, who? I said, who are the sorry souls you're sending up there by themselves?
Oh, and I grabbed Brooke's hands and I said, We're going. Me and you, we're going right now.
What did she grab? Not a flashlight. Her night vision camera.
Listen, I'm a business gal, okay?
She said, I know what the people want. We're hand in hand. Only light is the night vision camera. Like, little light.
It was a little. We were holding hands, and as we progressed down the hallway, Brooke's squeeze just got firmer and firmer, and I was like, oh my lord.
I don't know
what's scarier, the risk of losing my hand right now or what we're walking into.
Sorry.
Because keep in mind, we don't know where we're going. We're aimlessly wandering through a hallway.
And the only lights other than the little lights are like red exit sign lights that are so creepy. Like the red light just...
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks on sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
Redeem your Ladbrokes on free bet spins, or even cash in for real money. That's Laddis Faction from Ladbrokes. And for extra Laddis Faction, here's the T's and C's. Let's rock.
18 plus. Participate in selected promotions to get Ladbrokes. Redeem them for offers or rewards. Ladbrokes expire for T's and C's apply. Take time to think. Gamble away or die for.
They say go big or go home, but now you can go big at home with the Big Arch on delivery. That's right, the Big Arch is back and it's here to stay. Big Arch, for big McDonald's hunger. Order the McDonald's app.
Serve from 11 a.m. 18 plus. Service fee and small order fee may apply. Upcharges apply to delivery orders. Subject to availability. Price and participation may vary.
Do you also think the red lights are creepy?
I get it.
They are really creepy.
So we're walking down, and as we get further, it feels like there's this like force, like hold, like I don't know how to describe it other than like it kind of felt like we were like dredging through like fog, kind of, and it felt like there were eyes everywhere.
Yeah, even Jacob, who isn't like Brooke and I, that's like, oh my god, everything is something, you know. When we were walking out of there, he was the last in line, again, our fearless leader. And he was like, us walking out of there, I could feel like things were following us back,
like on our tail.
They were on our tail chasing us out of there. Well, like they were messing with us a little bit.
We
like,
kind of mentioned it earlier, but we were kind of chased out of there.
Yeah.
Like Ian, who's been cool, calm, collected this entire time.
He's like, I walk around this place with the lights off. Doesn't no bother flashlight. Me at all.
All right. Show off. Right, he's out of the room. That's why. He just left the room. I'm like, that's show off. He doesn't use a flash.
He's like, I'm just going to go wander.
Yeah.
I'm going to go talk.
Is he going to talk to that thing?
No.
All right.
He's got to go do Ian things.
Ian's doing Ian things, so help us. But he's doing the Estes method, which is basically where you put on some headphones, close your eyes, and radio like sounds kind of come through and you can hear words. And in theory, you can like, the spirits can use that method to communicate. And all of a sudden he's like, I'm not saying that out loud. And it was like a normal conversation. We're having a normal conversation. Like everything's pretty fine. We're hearing noises around and he's saying things like getting louder. Like we're getting louder. And it was so creepy, but like, we're fine. All of a sudden he goes, hey, like, that's not very nice.
Yeah, and we're Ian, like, Mr. Goldcomb, like, cool, calm, and collected. I'm not saying that out loud.
Stop. Like, I'm not saying that. He's like, I'm serious. I'm not saying that. And a third time he goes, I've had enough. Like, we're not doing this. No more. And finally he whips the headphones off. He goes, that thing just called me a pussy. We're out of here. Like, we need to leave now.
And so they were like literal schoolboys that were like, you guys are the weird kids. They were bullying you out. And then he was like, I will not tell you what they called me, but they called me very derogatory terms.
And so he jumps up and he's like, we need to leave right now. So
yeah.
Running around, grabbing the cat balls. Like, there's like little lights like everywhere. We're like collecting.
You never want to overstay your welcome.
Never.
So
we left, but we are going back to that building.
We are?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going back to that building.
Okay.
But Ian says it's good now.
All right.
Maybe.
You let me know.
This room also is where, like, the little kids were. And I think that they're, like, a little bit more spooked than the other spirits have been that are more of, like, the one in the tunnels is, like, a janitor.
Yeah.
It's more of an adult figure.
Versus a child who's kind of... And keep in mind, they're probably like, what in the hell are these girls doing?
What the fuck is a pot of weed?
What? You're a pot of what?
You're going to do what in here? Ew. Ew, don't do that. That's disgusting.
Well, I imagine if they spent their entire lives here, right? Because they were so separated from society, they probably didn't even have, like, internet. Like, I'm sure they didn't have, like, MySpace accounts, you know? They weren't. They don't know what we're doing.
Accounts.
They don't know what we're up to.
See. Let the record show, it's 12:30 a.m. We are here for another hour and a half.
Yeah, and we want to get the most out of our time.
And this hour and a half is going to be the most spooky yet because we haven't been to the really scary areas. The Quaker building allegedly housed abused patients. And witnesses say there is a presence there that only responds to pretty females.
We want to go see Skippy. I am dying to meet Skippy because one thing about me, I really do get along with cranky old men. I do well with old people. That's all I got to say.
You do. And Jenny's been hyping up her buddy Skippy for quite some time. We thought we were going to meet him in the tunnel. He might have been messing with us in the tunnel a little bit, but
he loves
the Quaker building. So... if he's going to come play for anyone, it's going to be Jenny. We're currently in Candyland, but we haven't explored the rest of this building.
No, we literally got down here, set up, heard the REM pods going off, and then we were like, all right, time to begin.
All right.
And happy Halloween.
Okay, so this is what happened. The Devon building, it says, recordings have captured tormented voices. The Devon building was one of Pennhurst's primary patient dormitories, housing hundreds of residents at a time. It was plagued by severe overcrowding, neglect, and poor living conditions. Many of its residents were children and adults with profound disabilities who spent most, if not all, of their lives within its walls. Former employees and investigators described the building as echoing, oppressive, and emotionally heavy, filled with decades of suffering and abandonment. After Pennhurst closed its doors in 1987, the Devon building was left to rot, with collapsed ceilings, peeling paint, and remnants of hospital furniture scattered throughout. The Devon building is known for being active throughout all its levels, with the paranormal investigators calling it one of the most consistent buildings on campus for evidence.
And that's where we are right now.
Well, this is where King is, right? Mayflower. That's a Mayflower. Yeah. Oh, hell. Mayflower. Who are we keep referring to is in this video we keep referencing, in the Project Fear video, the part of the video where I was like, Morgan?
And, oh,
and she
over
was
here.
Asleep. The part that we had to watch the next day in the light because I had to go watch a Jenna Marbles video to calm my ass down. I was nervous.
Yeah, no, I think I was so nervous and I coped with it by being like, you know what? I'm going to tap out right now. I got to go.
That's not for me. But the part of the video is in the Mayflower building, which is the one we got ran out of with the Bright Boys. There is a part of it called King's Lair. And allegedly, there's a spirit that is referred to as King, who may or may not have been a grumpy old janitor in life. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Jenny said, yeah.
But, well, something to add to is what the people are saying is that how these people were in real life often reflects how they are in the afterlife. So if you are a grumpy old man in real life, chances are your spirit form is going to be a grumpy old man.
And it's heightened.
Or if you're a playful kid, you're going to be a playful kid running us out of the frat house.
Another thing I want to add as well as we get ready to gear up for the second half of this investigation is it really is a dark and stormy night. And
oh,
there's been thunder and lightning all night long. And Ian was saying that the electromagnetic force or whatever, apparently when it's lightning and thundering, it causes the activity to get really stirred up because there's extra energy in the air.
Floating that they can grasp onto.
So I don't want to be dramatic, but I'm really nervous.
I'm a little nervous too. Ugh. I'm having fun though. I'm having a great time. I feel like we're walking into like a historical landmark and getting to like not experience it. Well, we are getting to experience it for what it is now, but it's crazy to see something that you never envisioned seeing in real life, like in person in 3D, and like feeling all of the energy shifts from like room to room or just even floor to floor, how there's different energies and different feelings. Yeah. And like, oh, it feels happier up here. And oh, it feels a little dark and sad down here.
Well, and then like the REM pods will be going, like you'll see in the vlog, in that first room, the REM pod wouldn't shut up. It wouldn't shut up.
Oh, they were showing us a good time.
We like turn it on and off like three different times because we're thinking it was malfunctioning. No, they haven't made a peep, which I think is just,
yeah,
it's making it spookier because we have plenty of clips of it going crazy. But to your point as well, another thing that's kind of wild to think about and like the opportunity that we have is this place was once full of almost 3,000 people at a time.
Yeah, like, and it was a lot of people's last place that they ever got to experience.
There's
so sad.
Constantly people here. And Pennhurst is also a world-class haunted house. So if y'all are anywhere near Pennsylvania, we've been seeing little rooms as they've gotten it set up. And it's actually nauseatingly terrifying.
I am so sad that we're not going to be here for the haunted house.
No, they look like they're doing an amazing job. I used to work in a haunted house.
The fact that you used to work in a haunted house is maybe the funniest fact about you.
Should I tell them my story?
I think you should apply again. I would love, oh my God, a side job for me. If I would apply for any job, I would love to be like a scare actor. And I would specifically want to be like a clown. Like,
can I tell you what I was?
Yeah.
So I was a young 14-year-old theater kid with a love of horror and a dream. And one day, I was with my family and we went to this haunted house that was on a
moving train.
Oh, hell no. I don't do things that
move. In the middle of Illinois.
Skateboards, trains, not for me. It's always a high-risk situation in my case.
Moving train, haunted house. The haunted house was on a moving train. And I had so much fun. I was just having the time of my life, and I struck up conversation with one of the people, and they offered me a job on the spot. They said, "I like your spirit, kid. You want a job?"
They're like, you know, I'm what? This one's kidding. Ticking just right for
I'm
us.
Scouted. The haunted house scouted me.
Dude, you know how it used to be like the goal to get scouted to work at Abercrombie? You got scouted at the haunted house. They're like, you're looking for this. This is perfect.
Yeah.
You're going to kill it.
I was scouted for the haunted house.
Character?
I'll tell you. Picture this. Moving train. First corridor you get to when you get onto the train. There's a long hallway, and there's four doors to like the right of you. There's windows to the left of you, doors to the right of you. It doesn't look like any of the doors connect, but two of them do. Two of them, it's like you walk
can
in this
in and out without anyone knowing.
Without anyone knowing.
Unsuspected. So my favorite way to
start at the very end of the hallway. Picture this. It's me in a bloody white dress, and I am singing. I'm singing in the creepiest fucking voice you've ever heard. Row, row, row your boat
gently down the stream.
Merrily, merrily, oh merrily, merrily.
Maybe the kids would like it if you sang for them.
Oh my gosh. I don't know, you guys.
Do you guys like songs? Hey, if you want Brooke to sing, just let us know.
Clap
we'll make
once.
It happen.
But So I'm singing it, and then I go gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a, and I disappear into the door. People have to walk down. They have no idea. So I'm at the end of the hall. I walk around. I end up on like the second door, and without warning, I jumped out into the hallway, and I scream at the top of my lungs, dream. Life is but a dream. And I screamed it so loud.
How did you, like, recover your throat after all that?
Oh, it was, I lost it for a while, but it was so worth it. My favorite thing that ever happened was I did this bit. This was like my scene. And there was he's probably like 6'5", like football player dude. He fell to the floor and screamed like a little girl. And I rode that high for years. Every Halloween, I think of him. I think of the power I
have. Oh, my God, King. We hope he's well.
Yeah, I hope you're well, but got you.
Dude, that's like one of my bucket list items. Like, one day in my life when I'm in the mood for a little side hustle in October, I will totally work at a haunted house.
I would do it with you in a heartbeat.
Listen, I'm not that busy in October.
I have no plans.
I have no plans. I had like a few little side things, but I think we should save it. And I think we should go explore the rest of this place because we're just sitting down here. And I think that we should go make use of our, we could take the pod to go. We're pod to going.
Pod to go? HOTTOGO? You can take this pod to go?
We can take this pod to go.
Okay, it's filming. You guys, we're taking the pod to go. We are going on our final excursion. We're going to
basement of Quaker to see if Skippy will say hi to us.
Skippy the janitor.
And then we're...
I brought my headlamp because I'm a little scared. We're approaching like the spooky hour.
Yeah, we're getting to the grand finale because the last one we're going to is the basement of the Mayflower building, which is King's Lair.
I don't know if I want to meet King, but we will. We will. We can and we will.
Do you get scared in here, Anne?
Not really.
Gosh.
So you just come here in here by yourself?
Yeah.
To do what?
Do you
what?
Just come to like...
Different things, like just things that need to be done.
You're the on-site electrician?
One of them.
It's chilly down here.
You guys. Hi, Anne.
Oh, wow.
Most of this down here was just storage in this building. Ooh,
that chair is so spooky.
Yeah, there's something ominous about that chair. Go sit in it.
Me? I'll sit in it, I guess.
I wouldn't sit too hard. Sit gently. It looks like its back legs don't really leg anymore.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't sit on that.
Yeah, that's broken. Like fully broken. Okay, it's not meant to be
a ghost
heard. So go straight.
Received. So Skippy lives down here?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Does he respond if we like chit chat with him?
He should.
Ian's so bored. He's so bored at like one of the scariest places here. He's like, yeah.
Let's take out the spirit box and see if we get it.
Hi, Skippy. My name's Morgan. We're here with my friend Brooke.
Hi.
Your friend Ian.
One of the greatest interactions I've ever had with Skippy, one of my favorite interactions with him, was when he told me to shut up and stop the spirit box on a baseball game. So he's a very interesting guy.
A man with depth. I hope it's okay that we're in your space. There have been so many places that we've stopped that have been so hot. It is frigid down here.
It is very cold down here. Is there anyone who would like to talk to us through the little black box in my hand?
I just got a pit in my stomach. Ew, why are these in a circle? Do you want to?
Because a lot of people use the Estes method down here.
Down here?
Yeah.
Not I.
Skippy loves talking to women specifically.
I'll listen.
Have fun.
Oh! Is that threatening? Do you think I should not?
Have fun.
A threat.
Not the branding.
It says Skippy on it.
That's funny.
What?
Oh, there's a frog. Sorry. Jeez. Sorry. Yeah. It jumped. I'm sorry.
A frog?
It's right there.
Oh my gosh.
It jumped.
Hey, frog.
Oh! Get it! Yuck!
He's stuck down it. Should we help him?
Oh, he'll be fine. He's knows fine. How to get out of here.
Oh, okay. Hell I'm no. ready to put the headphones on.
You are?
Brooke, we have an hour. Let's make the most of it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you could put this on, Brooke, so you feel, like, safe.
That's okay. I have.
He might be... Do you think Skippy will hate my light?
He kind of hates everything, so it doesn't matter what he hates or likes.
I won't blind you guys. I'll go to the side. Okay, you guys are going to ask Skippy some questions, and then I'm going to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's going to answer. Do you want to hold this?
Yeah.
Sure, I'm going to toss it. That was a horrid throw. Okay. That was absolutely terrible. Athletics, not my strong. Okay, so I'm going to close my eyes, right?
Yeah, close your eyes and like press the headphones on your ears. You'll be fine. If anything's coming up, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Like, we're not going to leave you there. We see behind you.
So. Imagine, I open my eyes, you're all gone. Okay, that would be mean. Brooke won't do that to me, I know it.
Hell no, I would not do that to you.
Okay, I'm going in.
Oh my God, I would never do that to you.
Okay. Hey, Skippy.
Oh no.
I'm happy to be sitting here with you, so please be nice.
Is there anyone here who would like to talk to us? You can talk to us through our friend. She has headphones on, and she can listen to you.
Couple?
We are a couple.
Weird.
Hell yeah. All right.
What's weird?
Fake? Fuck.
What about it? What's fake?
Today?
I mean, I'm pretty sure today is real. Like, I'm here right now.
She is so brave.
See that door right behind us?
Yeah, I don't...
Oh, I'm getting some music.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's Skippy's room.
Oh.
Pointed.
Oh.
Yeah, I can see.
You like only.
That. Is anyone allowed in your room, Skippy?
What the fuck?
Yup. My thoughts exactly.
Fair response.
We won't go in your
Are room. You waiting?
Ew.
We're waiting for you, yeah, to say something.
I...
What the fuck?
Just saw a ball of light. You didn't see that?
Oh, I didn't see that. That's so awesome.
That just took my breath away.
Why are you cursing at us?
I'm not cursing at you. I saw a ball of light, like, float.
I think he wants us in his room.
We won't go in your room.
Yeah, well, you can have your room. We just want to talk to you.
As if. Is anything I'm saying making any sense?
Yes.
Really?
Full conversation.
Yes.
Wait, actually?
skippy about going in his room.
Okay, it's so interesting because down here it's more like static. And when we were in the other boys' room doing this, it was a lot of like voices trying to come through. It's almost like people were over talking each other. Mm-hmm. And here it's more static.
We're talking to one person. It's just
skippy. Oh my gosh, that's so weird. Yeah, you can hear like one voice come through.
No. And it doesn't sound the same.
Oh, I hear words. Okay, back to action. Great.
Sorry about that. We can keep talking now.
Loser.
Yeah. Oh, that's messed up.
Oh, he's right.
What did we do to you, Skippy?
So Morgan. Oh my god, did it just say my name?
Did it?
I swear it said Morgan.
Oh. Put it back on.
Is that bad, Ian?
No, it's fine.
Or did it call me a whore?
Oh, he always calls people a whore.
It might have said whore. It rhymes with Morgan.
You're safe right now. He would tell us to leave if he wants us to leave.
Okay.
He just likes cursing out women. So.
Did you call me a whore?
Are you calling her a whore?
Be nice to my friend.
Oh, I hate back door?
No.
Ooh, that door.
I'll talk.
I am all talk.
I'll go through that door.
No.
No bullshit.
By name.
Say the name of who gotta go.
The REM pod just went off.
Oh. Hateful.
Oh. Hey, listen. We're coming from a very respectful place.
Has he been moving that REM pod at all?
Yeah, did you hear that? Yeah.
We think he's talking about somebody should go through that door, the back door.
Oh my god. Is that what you think, all Skippy? Right,
last session, let's get out of here.
I'm having fun. This is good communication right here.
It is.
It is.
It is good content.
You know what, Skippy? I can always count on you on being funny. You're always a funny guy to talk to. So do you got anything more to say?
My god, it just like growled at me. It was like,
It's fine. We have a lot of nonverbal people here.
You.
Me? Do you want me to go through the back door?
Yeah.
All right.
No, Ian.
Should I do that?
No.
Shit.
What's even back there?
Does it lead outside?
Ian.
I think I'm a...
Morgan.
What's happening? What did I miss?
You told him to go through the door.
Go through the door. He goes, should I go through the door? And you said, yes.
Do you want me to take a camera in there?
Yeah. Should I keep one ear listening to this?
Keep going.
No.
Let's see. What do you got for me, Skippy? You guys should keep listening.
I'm listening.
Ian, what's even in there?
It is access to the tunnels.
Oh,
no.
Sex.
Sex.
Oh,
now. What do you got for me, Skippy?
Fuck no.
He's fearless.
On schedule.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
Oh.
You're going in on schedule.
Did you hear that?
Oh, it's weird in here.
Ian?
Yeah?
Be careful. He just said on schedule.
Yep, I'm right on time.
Stop.
Ian, stop. It said stop.
Oh, I can leave for you. I'm leaving, don't worry. But see, you can't tell me I won't do something because I'll do it.
Open.
Open.
It said open.
Open? All right.
It's messing with you.
It's giving you a hard time.
It's open.
God, he's so brave.
Skippy, do you think my friend and I are pretty?
Be honest. What's in there, Ian?
Entirely.
Listen. There's footsteps in the tunnel.
Oh, Jenny!
Oh, we're in a really good session right now.
Jenny!
She's like, huh? No, hey, get down, Jenny. Here.
Okay, I'm going back in.
Back in the lab.
Skippy told Ian to get in the tunnel.
Like, directed him. I heard that. There's like walking over there.
Him.
Yeah. Still me?
Me.
Do you want anyone to go through the tunnels?
Help?
Help.
I'm getting really nauseous. Oh, he's right here.
Right.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Step out.
Oh.
Into the tunnel or step away from the tunnel?
Step? Maybe set?
Step.
Step.
One step. More? Less?
Darling.
Oh.
It's you, Jenny.
Talking to Jenny now.
Is anything that I'm saying making any sense?
See, I almost just, like, I was gagging over here. I was getting really nauseous. And this property never makes me nauseous, so that's rare. So he must have passed through me, or he is right here. And it is, it's like very cold and very weird over here.
There he is.
There you are.
Okay, I'll keep listening. You can talk to him. You.
Always coming from a place of respect, so I'm listening to you. You tell me to leave, I'm leaving.
Do things.
Do you want to listen to it?
Not really.
Okay.
In the I swear it said in a tunnel.
No.
All right, I'm coming.
Packages?
Oh my god, he's going in.
Good.
Good?
Good.
Okay, I'm here.
Ian is so brave.
Camera.
Oh, what about the camera?
Oh, no, he's at the camera.
Oh, shit.
He's between us.
He has a camera with him. Ian has a... Jacob gave Ian the camera.
It's... When you hear his voice come through, it's like the same, like... It's like a man voice.
He must be standing right at the door.
He is.
Oh?
He's between us.
Where are you, Skippy?
Skippy, are you separating us two?
Well, maybe he's trying to tell you.
We.
I don't have to go in there as well.
Us three. We are all men together.
Do you want the two men in there?
Oh, when?
Now?
When?
Taylor.
Swift.
Sorry.
I can feel him, like, touching me.
Oh, my.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. With Shopify, 2026 is the year you make it happen. It gives you the tools to build your dream store, online and in person. Plus, with marketing built in, it'll help you reach exactly who you need to. Join the millions who've already made the leap, like Gymshark and Allbirds. And ring in the new year with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial at shopify.co.uk/Spotify.
I swear. He's like on my shoulder.
Oh, I'm hot.
I swear, it's like right here.
No way.
Who are you touching? What's his name?
Fathers?
Fathers.
Fathers.
You are.
You are.
Huh. Skippy, we're about to move on. Is there anything else you want to say?
Miss.
If that would do, you gotta be a little louder than that.
Don't
leave.
Make another noise.
Oh my gosh. Ian, you are so brave.
Okay. Electric.
You need the electricity in the air?
Go.
Should we go? Skippy, can Ian leave the tunnel?
Fun.
He's having
service.
Ew. Ew.
Is anything I'm saying making sense?
Yeah, it is.
Does someone else want to listen? Anyone? Brooke, he might love you. I heard whore again.
All right. Okay. Skippy. Come on,
Skippy. Did you just call me a whore?
I gotta close this door.
I am not a whore.
Whore.
Wrong. Oh, rude.
Damn, Skippy.
Tell me how you really feel.
See, that's kind of why I love conversations with Skippy, because if you're very sound mentally
stellar,
like you can't be made fun of easily, it's great. It's so much fun. You just have to be like very strong-headed.
Well, thanks for chatting with us, Skippy. It's been an
thanks,
honor.
Thanks, Skippy, for chatting with me.
Can you say goodbye then?
Love you, Skippy.
Thank you, Skippy.
Oh, I love
you. I'll forgive you for calling me a whore this time.
He called you darling.
Me? Oh, him. Yeah, was he responding to anything that you guys were saying?
Yes, constantly.
Oh, gosh. I genuinely cannot hear you with those headphones on.
You can't hear anything?
You can hear, like, mumbles, but there's no way for me to, like, make out what you're saying.
Yeah.
Man, I cannot believe you did that.
Thank you, Skippy.
Thanks, Skippy.
I did that, and I yawned right after.
I cannot with you. You're built different, dude.
Hey,
are these his janitor tools? Bye, Quake.
Bye, Quaker. Bye, Skippy.
Bye,
please
Skippy.
Don't follow me home. I'll be sad.
How you doing, Brooke?
Dude, that was so fucking scary. That was so fucking scary. There was something about you not hearing, like, what was happening. I think the reason I can't wear the headphones is there's like a sick feeling I get the thought of like something using you to talk. But you are so fucking brave. You both of you.
Just go for it, Morgan.
Both of you are so brave.
Honestly, I love having the spirits be able to talk through me. I think it's kind of like a cool experience. You just have to be careful not to get too deep into it, because if you get too deep into it, it can really mess with you, but you just have to learn to not let it, like, take over
like
you.
Like what?
Just sort of.
How can it mess with you?
It just can make you really upset or, like.
Oh, like mess with your emotions?
Yeah.
Do we need to, like, protect ourselves?
Make you feel sick.
I find, you know, just saying, hey, you're not allowed to follow us home. Stay here. This is your home.
Okay.
That's usually good.
Okay, we're going back in the Mayflower Hall. Oh, thank you, Jacob.
I'm back.
I'm back. Did you miss us?
A little more friendliness would be appreciated.
Yeah, more friendliness, you know, is great.
Is this where King lives?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, great. We've been dreading this since we first saw that video.
Oh, one of you guys want to go first?
Oh, no. You, the honor is all yours,
we
our
both
friends.
No, I'm an effing scaredy cat. I'm embarrassing myself. Everyone's being so brave and I'm out here. Pissing my pants. This is humiliating.
Well, Brooke, I feel like they like you the most.
Ew, don't say that. Don't say that.
He called me a whore.
Oh, you weren't kidding about the offering.
Right?
Oh.
We'll just add to it. Do you want another toy? I just saw a white light across the bottom of the doorway.
I heard that.
I heard that too.
You know what? I think a good idea would be to take that into the music therapy room and try to play some music.
Okay. All right.
Please.
You do the honors.
After you.
Oh my gosh. I'm just gonna show what this room looks like with the light.
So yeah, if you touch the wall, it's like kind of spongy. So oh. This was soundproofing.
Oh.
And you keep your instruments on the shelves there.
Oh my gosh, it's a hollow.
maybe a one-way mirror. Do you like that? Mmm. Where did you see that? Is this a good song? Oh,
oh. I'm so scared. Right, I am here. Scared too. This is like, this is the thing I've been dreading the most. Oh God. This is the thing I've been dreading the most since we came up with this idea, was to be like here right
confronted
now.
Confronted with King.
Apparently he likes pretty girls, King. Oh, the air is so heavy in here.
Hi, King. We're just girls, we come in peace.
This is where he hangs.
Oh, I have the...
So are these like the adult cages that are referenced?
Yeah.
Do you see this, Morgan? That's like the adult like cribs that they're talking about.
Oh, gosh. That is so crazy. Sad.
Those are one of the adult cribs.
Yeah. Wow. And this would close up so that they couldn't get out.
That is horrific.
Anybody down here want to say a final goodbye? Oh, the cat ball.
Oh.
Thanks for doing that.
Oh. Yeah.
Emily, are you here because of Jenny?
Jenny's your safe person. We feel the same.
We feel the same way. Jenny and Ian. Jenny's our safe person. Ian's the bravest guy I've ever met.
Same.
Thanks for making that cat ball go on.
Yeah, we're happy to know that you're down here. Oh, she loves when you talk to her, Jenny.
Well, thank you.
Thank
good night,
you,
Emily.
Jenny.
That was insane.
Oh, like, Jenny, right she off. Loves you.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
We'll go back up. It was so fun.
Coming out here and allowing us to share our body with you.
Oh my gosh, it was so fun.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken Meal Deal o un $6 McDouble Meal Deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu Meal Deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Oh my gosh. We really came, saw, and conquered. Oh my gosh. Hey, all of you ghosties, this is your home. Do not come home with me, you're not allowed.
You're not allowed.
You're not invited. You must stay home.
You had my other camera, correct?
This way.
Okay. Oh my gosh, and I have my bat, thank God. Oh.
That was terrifying.
I honestly had so much fun, and I don't know what that says about me.
No, it was so much fun. I haven't been truly scared like that, I don't think, like ever before in my life.
It's crazy how fast time goes by, because I honestly feel like we just got here, but I also feel like we've been here for days.
This was really so much fun.
And I feel like the boys, they were really messing with us. And I don't know what that man, I don't know, because I was only hearing him in the headphones. I don't know what he was saying.
No, when we watch the Quaker footage back, we should do it together, because you are going to be so scared.
Imagine me going home and editing this all in my house by myself.
No.
Step into 2026 with a home you can call your own. With shared ownership at Latimer Homes, you can reserve your new place for just £26 before the 26th of January. Shared ownership offers a more affordable route onto the property ladder, making your dream of owning your own home a reality. Begin your next chapter today at latimerhomes.com. T's and C's apply.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.